Achronim writes that even though the Gemara has a discussion in regards to Purim, whether there's an Isser Malacha on Purim, when it comes to Hanukkah, the Achronim say that one is supposed to continue one's regular day. Regular Avodah. Regular work. Come home, light the menorah. Sfarim HaKadoshim also ask that the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Shechina is not Yoreid the Pachos Me'asara. Shechina doesn't go below Asara, and that's how we learn out Asara Tfachim. That's how we learn out the Koma, the height of the Aron. And Dafka on Chanukah, the mitzvah is Mishalosh Tfachim Ad Asara Tfachim, where the Shechina doesn't go. It's difficult. If the Aron is supposed to be the height of 10 Tfachim, because that's where the Shechina reaches, so then the Chanukah menorah should also be at that point. Kanireh, the avodah of Chanukah is the avodah of the sublime. Shemin writes the Shalah is the same oisiyos. Shemin Hashem is the same oisiyos as neshama. Chanukah and Purim are the two Yom Tovim Midrabanan. The Yom Tov Midrabanan of Purim, which is the Yom Tov of Chutz La'aretz, that Yom Tov has in it an Isser Melacha, and that Yom Tov in it has mitzvahs that are connected to Gashmias, V'nachoichu, to turn the Gashmias, to transform the Gashmias. Chanukah is a different avoda. Chanukah is the avoda Shemen, Shemen Hashem. It's entirely not about raising the goof, but it's putting neshama into the places where we forgot to put the neshama. Ein lanu rishus leishtamish b'hem. My grandmother told me that she remembers in the shtetl that her grandfather would look at the Chanukah menorah, stand there, mesmerized. What was the Zayda who was killed al Kiddush Hashem mesmerized by? He was mesmerized by Shemen Hashem. We're zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah is a yomtif of the two yomtif derabbanans. One's the yomtif of Chutz La'aretz. Purim is the yomtif of Chutz La'aretz. Chanukah is a yomtif of Eretz Yisrael. Some of the Talmidim are a little bit younger than me. You might not relate yet. But when I have to light the menorah, I have to bend down. We bend. We bend to the area where the ruchnius can't be found, or at first glance can't be found, where the neshama can't be found. The Shemen Hashem of the Shemen of Ner Chanukah is the ability for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to take everything, every portal of Gashmias, Eretz Asher Tomidei Nei Hashem Lekecha Ba, the place where we can be Mekadesh all of the Gashmias in serving Kudsha Bricha. In Chutz La'aretz, the avoid is not to bend down. In Chutz La'aretz, the avoid of Purim is to raise the Gashmias up. On Chanukah, we go to a place, in Eretz Yisrael, we go to a place that's lamata me'asara tfachim, that lechura, the Shechina is not shoylet by, and we find that we could be mayor neshama even in that place. And Chanukah is all about just simply hoida'ah in finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to find that Shem and Hashem, even the pachos me'asara. In Eretz Yisrael, you could bend down and you could find neshama, you could find kedusha, even in those places that once upon a time people thought in Chutz La'aretz, that's farfallen, it's gone. The only thing you could do there is raise up the gashmis. But lamata me'asara, that's impossible. Chanukah, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Nes of Hoidah is about bending down to that place. Each one of us has in our lives that place where we still didn't light up that neshama. That place that we had said, that's a Dvar HaRashus, it's mutter, but to find neshama in it, that's impossible. In Eretz Yisrael, that's possible. The Shvarach, we should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya. Now that we're Zayta to be in Arzino HaKadosha, to utilize the Tkufa of Chanukah, to utilize the Tkufa of Chanukah to find in the regular routine, in the jog, in the work, in the regular day in and day out, to find that Nishmas Elokim, Teres Elokim Chai. Mm-hmm.